Hello, this is Berlin. This is the 10th of October 2020. We are here to announce the World Doctors Alliance under the roof of ACU2020.org. My name is Heike Schöning. I'm a medical doctor from Germany. I'm one of the founders of Ärzte für Aufklärung and the COVID-19 Extra Parliamentary Inquiry Committee. We are doctors, scientists, and peace activists, and we are all saying together, this affair of COVID-19 is just not true. And we have the duty, especially as medical doctors, to speak out the truth. And so I'm very delighted to have these international professionals today here in Berlin. And we will have a lot of actions for the people today.
Hello, everybody. I am Dr. Mohammed Adil. I have traveled from United Kingdom yesterday with my fellow colleagues to participate at this magnificent World Doctor Alliance. I am consultant surgeon with 30 years of unblemished record while working for the National Health Services in United Kingdom. I am fellow of the Royal College of Surgeons of United Kingdom with significant contribution towards medical sciences, teaching, training, research work, and charity and human relief. I am chairman of the World Doctor Alliance, and on this platform, we are trying to bring the truth to the public related with the infectivity of the orchestrated coronavirus and its dangerosity and the lethal effects. We are bringing the truth to the public. It's not the coronavirus is not as dangerous as it has been orchestrated, and we have to live with that. Many thanks.
Hello, I'm Elke de Klerk from the Netherlands. I also work in Belgium as a general practitioner. I founded Doctors for Truth in the Netherlands, and I organized a meeting, an international congress on ethics. It was the medical and ethical emergency deliberation. We are here to tell the people about the science that is now there and the facts about data, about ill people. It is not as terrible as the media are telling you. We have contact with all those doctors in the Netherlands, hundreds of doctors, and we are keeping records, and the hospitals are not full. The people are not ill. They are tested, but the tests that are provided don't work as they should. So we have to get this out to the public, and we have to also be there for our colleagues to have an open debate again about this. Thank you very much.
My name is Mikael Nordfors. I'm a medical doctor, author, musician, and political reformist from Sweden. And I have started an organization called People's Court. And our aim is to support everyone standing up against the tyranny, the medical tyranny now getting all over the world, so that people don't have to be afraid. We'll help them to get a new work, get money, support, collect money to support all the people standing up. And we will arrange a new Nuremberg trial, hopefully in Nuremberg, to litigate against all the criminals behind this hoax.
Hi, my name is Zach Cox. I'm a holistic dentist. I'm the General Secretary for the World Doctors Alliance. Lockdown has caused more harm than the virus has, and we're here to bring an end to it and to restore freedom to the world.
Hello everybody, my name is Boris Dragin. I am a physician, naturopath from Sweden, and I represent People's Court as the rest of the Swedish party. What I want to do is bring much needed truth and facts to all the people who are still unaware of what the population is being exposed to. My contribution is communication. Thank you.
Hello everybody, my name is Martin Byrne. I'm a lawyer and advocate for human rights from Ireland. I've traveled here today to speak on my own behalf and not on behalf of any particular organization. My goal is to protect, defend, and preserve fundamental rights and fundamental freedoms for all people of Europe and the world. I have become concerned about the gross censorship and incredible trespasses and infringements on human rights over the last year, and I'm concerned about protecting those. Thank you very much.
Hello, my name is Monica Helleberg. I'm from Sweden. I am chairman of the People's Court. I'm a core member of the New Earth Project and a freedom activist, teacher, and visionary. I propose that we all expose the darkness that is going on, all the fraud around the planet. This is very, very bad. And that we should unite, because together we are strong and we have all the facts all put out there. And the last thing is to act. From taking conscious action and really creating what we want to have in the world. Thank you.
My name is Mads Palsvi. I'm from Denmark. I'm a former investment banker. I am the chairman and the founder of the People's Party JFK 21. It stands for Earth, Freedom and Knowledge. What I particularly bring to the table, apart from obviously a good health policy, which is my body, my choice, it's a very, very strong economic platform based on my experience advising the Federal Reserve and working as a government bond trader for Morgan Stanley, Credit Suisse and Barclays. It is an economic platform that simply will remove poverty and create one large middle class. So instead of what we have right now, with a growing number of technocrats and people living in poverty and destruction of middle class, we will do exactly the opposite. So we will, for example, we will remove income tax, and we'll have a taxation, a Tobin tax, a taxation of digitally transactions of money. We will remove the VAT and put in a turnover tax there. We'll have money creation for the people. Frosti Sigurjonsson style from Iceland, he made a program, of a 100-page program, he was a member of parliament there. And if you have the national bank creating money for the people instead of right now, where private loan banks are creating money for their clients, it will create wealth and prosperity for the people. Thanks a lot for being here. Thanks a lot, everybody.
Hello, my name's David Curtin. I'm from Great Britain. I'm a member of the London Assembly, and I'm standing to be mayor in the next elections in May 2021. I'm also a chemistry graduate, and I see that the politicians and the media have a very, very poor understanding of science and mathematics. And they've pursued and pushed a narrative that the coronavirus, COVID-19, is far, far worse and more dangerous than it actually is. The reality is that it's no worse than a bad flu season. But they've been ramping up fear, they've taken away civil liberties, they've destroyed businesses, and their policies have been very, very harmful to people's mental health and also physical health of other people who cannot get hospital appointments who would otherwise have been able to get it. In the UK, I've started a new political party called the Heritage Party, which is going to stand up for liberty and freedom of speech and is going to restore sanity in this area, because the main parties are two hands of the same puppet that are pushing these destructive narratives, and it has to end in the United Kingdom and all over the world.
Hello, everyone. I'm Monique Jensen. I'm from the Netherlands. I'm a psychologist. I'm also the founder of a group of women's for freedom in Holland, where we organize marches and podia. And I'm here to recognize, to help people remember that they are miracles, to help our children remember that they are miracles. And I want to show people how they have been programmed so they can step out of the program and create their own program. And in that way, we can create a whole better world than ever before. So I don't want to go back to the old normal, but I would like to create a whole new normal together with all of you. So thank you for being here.
Hello, I'm Wendy. I'm also from the Netherlands, and we created the group Humanity Unite. I'm also ready to create a new world, a new, healthier and honester world together. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Agatha Dorado from Denmark. And I'm a holistic doctor. I've been practicing for 20 years, and I realized 1 year ago that the 5G was being set up all over the planet, and I researched a lot, and I started up a trial against the Danish government for implementing the 5G, because the 5G is a part of this whole corona scam. it gives you the symptoms of the flu, and it will kind of make this narrative go on and come and go. And that is why I find it extremely important. And I'm here today because I really would like to connect to many people and make this organization big so we can go to each other's demonstrations and help each other to take these crazy governments down. Thank you very much for everything.
Hi, I'm Fiona Hine. I'm from the London, UK. I founded coffeeleaks.co.uk, which is to find the truth and expose the truth. I'm also a freedom activist, and I've set up the Resist and Act freedom movement in the UK, and I organise rallies in the UK and now internationally with this amazing collective of people to freedom fight together.
Hi, my name is Margareta Gries-Brissong. I'm a consultant neurologist from Germany. And I would like to ask our Ärztekammer and our Gesundheitsämter, which means the General Medical, the German Medical Council, and our Center for Disease Control, where is your evidence that we still have an ongoing deadly infectious disease that could justify all the restrictions that you implemented on us within the last year? Please share this evidence with us, and I can guarantee you, if you enter into the discussion with us, we will be behind you.
Hello, my name is Heinrich Fichtner. I'm oncologist, hematologist, palliative care physician. I'm a politician, member of the parliament in Baden-Württemberg. And I think it is my duty to stand up, to hold up truth and liberty. Being a Christian, being a politician, being a physician, it is my obligation to hold up the truth flag and to stand up against the suppression of people, against panic, against a foreign control, to come back to the eternal values of creation, where man was created free to develop himself freely, which is in great danger due to this panic, due to this satanic theory which is imposed on the people worldwide. And I see my obligation to tell people, but also even the more to tell my colleagues, my medical colleagues, to stand up, to be courageous, to remember what they have been obliged for, what they have given an oath for, to stand up for their patients, to stand up for their health, for their freedom, and against any oppression. This is our duty as physicians, and I call upon all physicians in Germany and worldwide to do their job, stand up against this oppression.
My name is Professor Dolores Cahill. My background is molecular biology and immunology, and I'm also here as president of the World Doctors Alliance and supporting ACU2020.org. It's my pleasure to be with my colleagues, including Dr. Heiko Schoening, Dr. Mohammed Adil. And we're here to say that there is good news. The coronavirus is a seasonal virus that causes illness and symptoms from December to April. And that for people who have symptoms, there are treatments like inhaled steroids, hydroxychloroquine, and zinc. So there is no need for the lockdown. There is no need for fear. There's no need for masks, for social distancing, or for quarantining people. They are locking people in their homes for last year's flu, for where there is an effective treatment. So we want to communicate this message to people. There is no need for fear. And I'm involved in a number of organizations. I've been standing up for academic freedom and freedom of speech. I'm chair of the Irish Freedom Party. And I'm encouraging all of you that are listening to this to get involved in new democratic and peaceful movements within your country, to stand for election and to remove the politicians that are actually causing more harm than good. And also, as for free speech, I'm supporting a brand new tube with doctors like Dr. Vernon Coleman. And in Ireland and across the world, we are setting up a new custodian movement custodians of our health, our heritage, and our freedom. And what we want to do, I support Dr. Heiko Schoening as well in his Veerkraft movement, is to actually support businesses and new innovative technologies that actually support the values of freedom of speech and freedom of health. So we will be looking at a new food movement, a new health movement, and to brand restaurants and hotels and airlines that respect our rights for freedom of movement, freedom of speech, and that we have the right to be informed about true health and the correct statistics about disease, and to hold all of the regulators and doctors and advisors of government that if they are saying things and taking away people's freedom and health, that it needs to be supported by the evidence. So as president of the World Doctors Association, I'm very happy to stand with these doctors today and to lead the march in Berlin, which will be hope will be millions of people, so that all of the doctors, regulators and politicians and people of the world will realize you can take off the masks and welcome to our side for freedom. Thank you very much.
Yes, so these are the statements of experts, doctors, and other scientists and activists all over the world. And we have this good message to the people. We see no evidence of a medical pandemic. So it looks like a plandemic. And we all together say, we don't want this new normal. Certainly. And we don't want to go back to the old normal, because the old normal created this situation of new normal. We want a better normal, and we want it together with you. Thank you very much indeed.
Was für eine Anfrage ist überhaupt.